I want to take you with me to Philippians chapter 4. I'm going to be very brief. But in Philippians chapter 4, St. Paul is thanking the saints from Philippi about the supply that he has received from them. And he's trying to tell them to rejoice. Verse 4 was very important to me. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Notice it's with thanksgiving. And a lot of times we don't understand things and we don't want to give thanks because we'd like to have it all understood up here. Anybody know what I'm talking about? If it all makes sense up here, then you can say thank you. But if it doesn't make sense, you're afraid to say thank you. My suggestion is to listen to what the Lord said through St. Paul by his Spirit, to rejoice no matter what. And if verse 7 is concentrated on, it says, the peace of God, which transcends understanding or bypasses your brain, will guard your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus. So finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. In other words, make a decision to make your brain go to the things that are important and that you can be grateful for. Purpose to look at those good things that God has done, including giving you a breath in the morning so you could get out of bed. Okay? So many that are unable to function because their bodies are giving out. Verse 9. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice. And the God of peace will be with you. Well, putting it into practice means to do it. Just do it. Don't think about it for 3 months, because if you do all this thinking, I hate to tell you, but by that time that you've done all this thinking, you are probably going to have a stench of your own. You'll be back into your old way of doing things instead of debating. Do it. Amen? Tell your neighbor you need to do the word. Whatever God says to do, you got to do it. Don't debate. Do it. Hallelujah. Verse 10. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you have been concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. There's another trigger. To be content with the situation as it is, rather than trying to manipulate people and God to make it happen. Did you ever try to manipulate to get your way? I did. I knew how to put on an act from the time that I was probably around 4. Okay? I'm not talking about 4 years ago. I'm talking about 4 years old. And I watched my great-granddaughter, who's now 5, and she can turn it on. I mean, the storm can really hit. In fact, the other day she called, and I answered the phone, and I didn't give her the answer she wanted, so she hung up on me. I'll teach you. And so we went over to her house, and she was still recovering from her anger. Well, who taught her to get angry to begin with? Certainly wasn't her parents. And wasn't us. Who's been teaching her all these wonderful attributes? Her grandmother told her not to do something. She turned around. She slammed the door. I thought the whole hinge was going to fall off. She's 5. Who who's teaching her how to be a real pain? Excuse the expression, but she's a wonderful little girl. But she can be a pain. Now, if you go back in your own life, you might have had a few issues. I'm saying might because I know I had some. But learning to be content. See, Paul didn't say, I am content. He says, I learned to be content. Being happy in the circumstance that you're in. Because maybe you made boo-boos. Maybe you didn't. One way or another, God says, Paul learned to be content. You and I can do the same. Verse 12, I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or want. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. Close your eyes and try it on. Say, I can do everything through Jesus Christ who gives me strength. I can do everything. Even the hard things. Through Jesus, who gives me strength. The other verse that I'm going to give you is the last verse that I'm going to give you for the night. Verse 19. And it says, my God will meet all your needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Wow. He'll meet your needs according to His riches. Not according to your wallet. Not according to what you think you got in the bank or what you haven't got. But you know what? Most people confess what they haven't got. And their mouth is always saying, well, how are we going to pay the bills? You will get what you confess. What you speak will be your reality for tomorrow. You can check it out in James chapter 3. You can study that. One chapter will cure your mouth, hopefully, to start really speaking about how generous our God is to all of us if we simply respond the way He wants us to respond. And I'm not trying to be nasty. I'm just trying to give you a heads up. He loves you enough to make you see. Do it my way and it'll go great. Confess what you have a need of. Thank Him for it. Rejoice. How many could use a financial raise? Close your eyes. Say, Lord Jesus, I've learned to be content. But it would be nice to receive blessings. Especially financial ones. So right now, I'm going to thank you that you will supply my needs. Not according to my wallet.
Not according to my wallet.
Or my bank account.
Or my bank account.
But according to the riches of Christ. The anointed one. In glory. Because He's got awesome riches. And He can find a solution for me. In spite of me. And if I've been confessing the wrong thing, I'm asking for grace. And a change of language. And a change of mind. For your glory. Thank you, Jesus. I can praise you. In all these circumstances. That don't make sense to me. And thank you. For supplying my needs. According to your riches and glory. In Christ Jesus. Not all my wants. But all my needs. In Jesus' name. Amen.